me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And thank you for listening to Prison Pipeline again tonight. This is the show, after 17 years, brought forth to us, thank goodness, by the divine Miss Ann Rose Pierce. Rest in peace, our sister. Doing a special on her later on this month, during International Women's Month. Big up, big time. Stories tonight, things we're going to talk about tonight, is Oregon, state of Oregon prison population trends, focusing on women especially, and focusing on Coffee Creek in particular. Also, we're going to talk about Hurricane Katrina and the prisoners that have been shifted and shucked and jived around the New Orleans area, Louisiana, Mississippi, Angola. We're going to talk about those things tonight. And hey, thank you for being here. This Prison Pipeline. Be right back.
The corner block's on fire. Undercovers dressed as fiends. Making so much money. Products moving fast. Put away the stash. As I sold the last bag, fucked around and got locked up.
Yes, indeed. It is March the 7th, 2006, and since 1990, only 16 years ago, women's population has doubled, more than doubled, in the United States. That's since 1990. I don't know if supposedly doing more crimes, supposedly get more caught up, and a lot of that has been told that the meth, that bad, bad crystal meth has a lot to do with a lot of crimes going on in the United States and the world today. But we're going to talk about, in particular, we're going to get close and personal with Coffee Creek Correctional Facility. We're going to share about that. This is the women's prison, y'all. For those who don't know for sure, this is the women's prison located in Wilsonville. And we're going to read about it and talk about it right here, right now. It says, Coffee Creek, the mission statement is to be a responsible member of the community by providing a safe, secure environment, promoting meaningful work opportunities and programs to inmates, maintaining resource, budget accountability, maintaining value-based working and living environment for staff and inmates, maintaining open communication, collaboration, and respectful interaction with all persons. And if you're a person in lockdown, I have not received a letter from a woman, female prisoner, many gentlemen explaining their living conditions and their lives and their day-to-days down there around the state, but I have not received a letter from a lady. Ladies, please, if you want to get the word out, what's happening with you, to you, for you, good or bad, please, if you could share it this month. And, of course, we do not read names over the air. Do not read names over the air. So if you want to share your time down there at Coffee Creek, let us share it with us. It says the vision statement for Coffee Creek. The vision statement, we will partner with the community in many ways through communication, interaction, volunteering, etc. We're going to do role model positive values for all staff and inmates. Work collaboratively to make informed decisions. Develop staff to their full potential. Cross training, special projects, team participation, and other avenues available. Be innovative, creative thinkers. Listen and value all staff ideas and suggestions for change. This is talk about Coffee Creek Facility. We're going to move over a little bit to what we call the population, the inmate population profile. And this is dated March the 1st, 2006, just a few days ago, because, you know, they got to keep numbers on things. Okay, it's broken down like this. The total inmate population in the state of Oregon is 13,079 inmates housed in prison facilities in the state of Oregon. Of those, 1,112 are women. 1,112 inmates behind bars in the state of Oregon are women, female. And it just topped the 1,000 mark, I believe, in January. And I heard there was a story in the Willamette Week. I have to check on that. Some of you folks might know about that. Something not to be proud about, really. Not to be proud about. But once again, it's that meth. A lot of people saying it's that meth. And meth has just got things so out of control. But we have heard many success stories also. So it is possible. Very, very possible. It says here, they broke it down into ages of the prison population here in Oregon. So from 18 to 24 years old, 2,076 inmates in that age group that are in these prisons. 25 to 30, 2,608. 31 to 45 years old, that's the biggest group right there, 5,522. That's 31 to 45 people that are incarcerated right now for various reasons, various numbers, of course, various sentences. And from 45 to 60, yes, they are there too. We're talking about 2,389 of those folks. And why did it stop at 60? Well, that's because there is another category, 61 and older. If you're 61 and older in the state of Oregon, got 476 of you out there. Hopefully, you will be out a free person before you meet your maker. 61 and older, 476. Goodness gracious. All right. Okay. Prison Pipeline, the show about for and because of prisoners. Prisoners are another one of the silent majority who cannot speak for themselves, for the most part, because of their situation. And that's what KABU is all about. That was KABU is all about. And, you know, we got the pledge drive coming up in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a big time. We're going to try to get it in and out over with early. A lot of innovative ideas. So that's KABU. And KABU's got this Prison Pipeline show we got right here, right now. Broken down a little bit more. They got it broken down by race. The prison population in the state of Oregon. 156 Asians are behind bars. 1,278 black men are behind bars. 1,277 Hispanic are behind bars. American Indian, 284. White, Caucasian, Anglo-Saxon, 10,081. There's a lot of people. There's one here that's unknown. No. Yeah, it says there's one unknown. I don't know how that is. How can you be an unknown race? Maybe he's holding out. He's not telling nobody. Or she's not telling nobody. All right. Hey, it's Prison Pipeline. Hang in there, y'all. Come on.
Okay. Up front. Hey, come.
Women's Voices from Iraq on Friday, March 10th, 6 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Bread and Roses to hear members of the Iraqi Women's Delegation. who are now touring the United States. We'll also get updates from local military families actively opposing the war. Friday, March 10th, 6 to 7 p.m. on Bread and Roses.
Message to the ladies from Tupac. Keep your head up while you're there.
Say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. Please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need me. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a patch. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create.
That is right, that's right. We ain't got nothing to say about women, what they do with their bodies, it's their decision. Tupac, giving you strength to keep your head up. Don't fall. Don't let the weak side take over. Stay with the strong side. We continue on now with Coffee Creek. And Coffee Creek, y'all, if you got somebody on lockdown in the state of Oregon prisons, there's only a few guidelines on visiting. I mean, there's a couple, but sure, if you're related, you can see your person in prison. We're going to talk about that next week because people need visits by you. They need visits by you. They need you to check in on them, to see them, to let them know that you love them and you care enough to drive down that little bit of way to Wilsonville. You know where Wilsonville is? You hit I-5 South. You go past Tiger. You go to Lake Oswego. You go to Wallerton. Boom, you're in Wilsonville. It's not even a half hour from Portland. Please, barely 20 minutes. See you ladies down in Coffee Creek, y'all. Okay. Now here's a list of the services that they say they provide at Coffee Creek, and I hope they do. I'm going to assume they do unless I hear different from others. It says for educational programs. Okay, here's what it says. It says program services. The following programs are provided to the female inmates at CCCF. Coffee Creek Correctional Facility. For education, it has general education, GED is available. Adult basic education is available. Destinations Computer Lab is available. And, you know, I'm still learning things, but I remember hearing about jobs. Some jobs are run out of there. And, well, maybe I'll get to that in a moment. Okay, work-based education. Okay, it says hair design is available there for medium only. Computer technology is available down there. Eyeglass recycling is available down there for minimum only folks. And for work programs, it says they have sewing, they have off-site work crews, and they have institution work, includes kitchen, orderlies, custodial maintenance, landscaping, etc. And Oregon Corrections Enterprise, OCE, yes, they do the DMV call center. That's what I'm talking about, DMV call center. So when you call into DMV to get in DMV information about this or that or the other, there's a good chance a nice female inmate who is working on getting herself bed and getting out of there might be the one on the other side of the phone. Also has a print shop available down there, print shop in Wilsonville. Not sure what they do down there. Hopefully, you know, they learn the real things. Maybe they're working at one of the many, many print shops in the state here. Hey, we got Kinko's, we got Sam's Club, Costco. There's print people there. Maybe they've graduated to that point. And it has some cognitive cognitive-based programs. I'm going to circle that. I'm going to look into that. I don't know what they're talking about. Cognitive. Cognitive. Talk about breaking barriers and thinking for change. And alcohol and drug treatment is available. It says alcohol and drug treatment is available there. It says they have group treatment. Group treatment. Turning Point, which is cognitive, mental health, parenting and family and transition based. In Focus includes mental health, parenting and family, alcohol and drug education workshops, program called Many Roads, One Journey, a 16-step program, self-help programs, which is AA and NA, that's Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. So it says here there's a list of things that they hopefully say are set to do and they're working on and provided to you, the female prisoner down at Coffee Creek. Now on the fun side, they're talking about creative writing, the activities. Excuse me. Parenting caller, please hang on there, caller. I might get to you off the air, so hang on just a moment. I'll call you out. Okay, it has mental health program. Mental health program that says to provide basic mental health services, crisis management program, HIV, hepatitis C, pre- and post-test counseling, risk reduction classes, and another class called Connections. That's the mental health category. Hope it's working out and doing it. Parenting and family programs. And you're listening to KBOO. This is the Prison Pipeline Show. Parenting, and we're talking about Coffee Creek facility down in Wilsonville, Oregon, just down the I-5. Parenting and family programs. They have Parenting 1. They have a stepped-up program, Parenting 2. Girl Scouts Behind Bars. That's a program that's really, really special. That I think it's the mothers working with their daughters. I remember seeing the program Girl Scouts Behind Bars. Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet. Early Head Start program. Early Head Start program talking about it. Family Literacy program. And Parental Education and Dowla Support System. And last but not least, here's the list of activities that they say are available. Hopefully they are. Creative writing. Yoga. Quilting. Meditation. Right Around Portland. Playwriting. All the World's a Stage, a theater group. That must be a kick to be able to work on that down there. Nonviolent Communication, a program called Life Track, Canine Companions for Independence. That's cool, working with the canines. There's a choir for religious service. And the list of religious services reads as follows. Women's Christian Fellowship, Prison Fellowship, Jehovah Witness, Women's Aglow, Latter-day Saints, Seventh-day Adventists, Catholic Services, New Beginnings, Native American Sweats and Smudges, Freedom in the Sun, Worship Services, Praise Chapel Services, Grace Community Assemblies of God Services, Christian Science, Shelter in the Storm, Living Enrichment Center, Buddhist Meditation, Powerhouse Temple Church of God in Christ. Hopefully, y'all, hopefully these things are available to you to get your spirit. You should be able to get your spirit down there. Transition programs talk about women in community services, life skills, and pathfinders. So that's a little bit of Coffee Creek facility. You want to learn more and be more and get involved or go down and visit your peoples at Coffee Creek. Just go to www.oregon.gov. Go to the search. It's probably the easiest way. Type in Coffee Creek Correctional Facility. Ladies, we want you to stay up and stay strong because your men are waiting for you out there. And if they're not the men, your women are waiting for you. Yourself is waiting for you. Do it for yourself. Hopefully, this will be the last time you're in there. Just like I say to the fellas, hopefully, this is the last time you're in there. This is the Prison Pipeline Show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Keep up, keep your head strong, like Tupac said.
The real men get up. I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
I'm glad you're still with us here. We're trying to get the program played that we're supposed to do. And we'll be back with that. We'll get it queued up just right. But there is our weekly show. Not our weekly show, but there's a man working hard behind bars, getting his words out each week. Talk about Mumia Abu-Jamal. And we have his latest works here with us in the studio. KBOO, Prisoner Pipeline. Here you go.
Ongoing war against workers, the TWU strike. It only lasted for 3 days, but it lasted long enough to betray the scuffles and scars of war. It was a spark from the eternal war between labor and capital. It was a war between those who work and those who hire. When the New York Transport Workers Union, TWU, went out on strike, their action sent shockwaves across the nation and rattled the rulers. Immediately, like a slave driver who claims he was betrayed by his people, New York's mega-billionaire mayor, Michael Bloomberg, unleashed an ugly verbal missile at those who demanded a fair contract under which to work. In the minds and mouths of the Bloombergers, TWU strikers were thugs. The corporate press joined the slander, with one well-known fish rapper blaring with a banner headline, "Jail 'em." Them's fighting words, and they reflect with a richness and clarity rarely revealed the true nature of this war, a class war. Local 100 of the TWU is a predominantly black, Latino, and immigrant union, and the ugly war of words spun by the masters of the nation's media machines were as raw as they were racist. When an unruly mob of cops converged on City Hall to lambast the city's first black mayor, David Dinkins, as a washroom attendant, and sprinkled other racist references to local black leaders, one needed to search far and wide to find references to the behavior of the cops as thuggish. The city and the MTA, or Metropolitan Transportation Authority, used the Taylor Law, which disallows such strikes, to demand that local courts return crippling fines against any striker. But some leading TWU members pointed to the history of the early civil rights movement, specifically the experience of the late Rosa Parks, who broke unjust laws to spark a mass movement. Can the Taylor Law be just when it leaves workers at the mercy of management, when it forces them to accept substandard contracts, when it virtually requires ruinous givebacks? While the corporate press channeled the negativity of their bosses, strikers reported that average working class and poor folks supported their efforts, for many understood that this was a stand which would strengthen workers generally and beat back the hands of greed that has been choking unions all across the country. As for the Taylor Law, why would anyone even try to pass such a law which clearly disadvantages labor? The very fact of its existence proves the political betrayal by politicians who supported, lobbied, and voted for it. Labor wishes to fight for their class and for their many and varied communities who are supported by their efforts. To make a change, labor must fight for it. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.
And you can hear Mumia Abu-Jamal's weekly statement and past essays on prisonradio.org. Prisonradio.org. Check it out. You can check all about the situation. Mr. Mumia, once again, putting it down. Thank you. Okay, we're ready to go. We're queued up. Here's the word we're trying to get out. Let you know. Things happening at KBOO.
Talking about the KBOO Youth Collective. the Underground, March 22nd from 6 to 7.
The theme is My First Blank.
And then on March 31st, we have the Youth Randomonium, the music show, from 11 to midnight, where you bring in music and you play it. And preferably, it's music by people under the age of 21, like youth music, by youth people, or it can just be whatever you want.
Okay, like, does the music have to be, like, current day? Like,
no.
Teens or whatever? Or does it, or could it also be teens in the past?
I'm pretty sure it can be teens in the past. And it's after 10 o'clock, so whatever language you want can be used.
Well, I guess that could come in handy, I guess, from
it
editing
can.
Wise.
Why, yes, it can.
Okay, there you go. Lots of things going on in KBOO. And, you know, International Women's Month, you got to give big up to the women hanging with us all these years. So, hey, tomorrow, starting at 3 in the morning, big up, big time. 24 hours of women's programming starting tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. So check it out, check it out, check it out. Okay? All right. We were going to do some talk about the Katrina victims, the prison style, the prisoners that are in Angola State Prison and numerous things around that, but old Reggae Bob didn't get it just right. So I'm not going to flub around with it, but let you know that we'll go over that next week because it is very important. Prisoners displaced by Hurricane Katrina still in jail for small offenses like marijuana possession and drunk in public. Still in jail after 5 months, there would have been more like a 2-week stay because of this Katrina situation. So that's happening. March the 19th, there's going to be a march against the war. In the war, March 19th is going to be worldwide. And Portland's got their version starting at Waterfront Park, 12:30. Folks, we need to represent. Get those numbers out there. More as it gets a little closer. March 19th. Also, today marks the history on the March on Selma, Alabama. Black folks and poor white folks going, marching to the courthouse to get their rights to vote. And they were set upon by tear gas, water, and dogs. That's the right to vote. People say votes don't count. Police. People died for that. So that's anniversary is today. And speaking of sisters doing it, Amanda's Jams is in the house. She's coming up in just a couple of ticks of the clock. Amanda's Jams going to do a real fine show for you, of course. Thank you for being here again. Prison Pipeline. Later on tonight, I guess I'll be substituting. At 9 o'clock, I'll be throwing down the reggae sounds on the Kerry Jam show. Also, if you want to email me with some prison stories or let me know what's happening with you or something you want us to cover, you can email me at reggaebob@comcast.net, reggaebob@comcast.net. And we're going to finish up the show here with some inflection, some slow sounds, less than a minute to go. Gil Scott-Heron, The Prisoner. See you next time.